This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So IBM's 401k move may sound rather Scrooge-like this time of year, but here's an anti-Scrooge business story for you. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac announced this week that from mid-December until after the new year, they will not evict residents of homes in foreclosure. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff asks, is this altruism or a publicity stunt?
The eviction halt could be both. Yolanda Crockett of Fannie Mae says the government-sponsored mortgage giant wants to do the right thing.
We want to give families who've gone through a hard time some relief at the holidays.
Fannie Mae's moratorium runs from December 19th to January 2nd. The foreclosure crisis is one reason Fannie Mae made this a nationwide policy 5 years ago. Big banks are also getting into the holiday spirit. Bank of America, Citigroup, and U.S. Bank are among those taking a break from evictions. Wells Fargo has had this policy for decades, says spokesperson Vicki Adams.
It's a very traditional step for us to take. It's not unusual.
So is this out of the goodness of their hearts or something else? Depends on who you ask. In the goodness camp, Pamela Banks of Consumers Union.
I think they should be applauded. This is a very humane, charitable thing to do.
Then there's Ira Reingold, who heads the National Association of Consumer Advocates.
Wow, that's so great of them. I'm completely unimpressed.
His theory about the moratoria?
They simply don't want to be on the local news at night, putting a family out around the holidays.
Mortgage lenders aren't the only ones who don't want to look like Scrooge. First Energy, an electric utility with 6 million customers, says it won't turn off the lights for non-payment during the last week of December. Mark Durbin is a spokesman.
It's just our way of doing something a little special during the holidays.
If you're looking for a Grinch, try the repo man. The ones we called said they've been known to take property, even on a holiday. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.